Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher James Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. Based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, to move reach you part 39, the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth, based in Africa, Uganda, called it the book about full knowledge of God international ministries, and God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we still move on to see NBs. Words to put special attention. Those meaningful. And they are key. In God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda, from the year 2022 when it began.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We'll sing the NB number 8. The way God revealed to me, Book of Remembrance unto all nations, through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey. From there 2005 up to 2011, in series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotals,
or you call it teleportation,
sumim,
famim,
awamune yurim,
and the urim, the spiritual transports, those spoken in Numbers 12, verse 6 up to 8. And Job chapter 20 and the verse 8. We are still moving on as we see summary of heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we conclude the second heaven at creation, the realm above, where we find four living creatures,
the
total of spirits of creations, those which we are given and those given different bodies in different generations and in different seasons. As we've come read Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 up to 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There are many things we've studied on this second heaven at creation, the realm above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even those who prayed under four living creatures,
Tower
of spirits of creation, those which we are given, those being given different bodies in different generations and in different seasons.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we reached the aspect in saying the seven families of the angels and the seven families of mankind, those come from four heads of the man, which are on the four living creatures. As read in Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10, when we finished there, we saw seven families of the stars, the sun and the moon,
even
14 families of the animals, their spirits, and they were gotten, and they are gotten from the heads of the lion, those on the four living creatures, second heaven at creation, the realm above. And when we finished there, we moved to see the 14 families of the birds and the 14 families of the insects, their spirits, and they were gotten, and they are gotten from four heads of the eagle, which are on the four living creatures. The second heaven at creation, the rim above. As
we
read Ezekiel 1 verse 10, even Revelation chapter 4, verse 6 up to 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we concluded there,
we moved
to see 14 families of the fish. And the seven families of the plants, their spirits, and they are gotten from the four heads of the calf, which are on the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation, the rim above. As we connect Ezekiel chapter 10, Ezekiel chapter 1, in verse 10, even Revelation chapter 4, verse 6 up to 8. Yes, we were able to conclude to see 14 families of the fish, even their meaning. And we began on seven families of the plants, where we saw many things, and we ended on the way. So today we want to conclude. We want to conclude seven families of the plants. Seven families of the plants, their spirits of life, and they are gotten from four heads of the calf. Four heads of the calf, which are on the four living creatures, second heaven at creation, the rim above. And we last ended as we saw that all plants, they are given bodies. But when they are given bodies, they too have to be given a spirit. For the body without the spirit, it appears dead. Just as we are going to see, the spirit of life, which is in the vegetation grass. Vegetation grass, like this which makes up the fields, that spirit appear in digits. It breaks up, appear in units, smaller units.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
when you briefly get back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 37, he speaks like this.
1 Corinthians
chapter 15, verse 37.
Nejosiga, tosiga mobili, tosiga mobili oguliba, wabule mpeke njerere, mpozi yangano, obaya angiri indala.
In that which you saw not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may by chance be wheat or of some other grain. What you saw, you don't sow that which will be, but each is given a different body. Let's read we here.
1 Corinthians 15,
verse
38.
But God gives it a body as he has pleased him, and to every thing its own body. Yes. But God gives a body as he's pleased. Every seed, he gives it a body. But when he gives it a body, it cannot live a mere body. And it's none of the plants which live with mere bodies. For if the spirit is not in it, the spirit of life, then it will appear dead. As explained in James chapter 2, verse 26, he said that if the spirit is not in the body, then the body will be dead. As God has given plants bodies, has to give them the spirit of life. Let's read we hear. James chapter 2, verse 26.
Kubanga omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe gubanga gufudde, era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga kufudde.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes. The body has no spirit, then it is dead. Now, if you connect 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 37 up to 38, that the seed which is sown, it does not come out that which was sown, but God give it another body. You think, can it live by itself? The body, can it live by itself? Because James 2, verse 26,
he says,
if the body has no spirit, it is then dead. Now, how will they have lived, these plants, when in them there is no spirit of life? Because still
ours,
as we saw in John chapter 6, verse 63,
and he said,
the fresh profits nothing by itself, but the spirit is what brings life which is in it. Let us read we hear. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Hey.
Yes. The spirit is what brings life. The flesh profits nothing. If God had made these plants, given them bodies without spirit, it wouldn't have profited them. Plants would have not profited, for their bodies alone cannot profit, and they wouldn't have lived. They wouldn't have lived. That's why when he said, let them bring their seed, when you put the seed in the ground,
it's
given the body, given the spirit of life. So those plants are not there just like that, like some people think. Because when you go back to Genesis, as he spoke saying like this, Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth vegetation, the plants yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Yes. That is how it was. This seed which has been brought, that the fruit will be bringing, when you go back to the ground, it gives it another body. When it gives it a body, has to give it also the spirit of life. So don't you think spirits have no, the plants have no spirit? Yes. They have the spirit of life. I think we don't explain much, we end there. But the spirit of their life, it too is like the human spirit. Yes. Yes. I don't know how you understand that. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 19 to 20, he says this. Deuteronomy chapter 20, from verse
19. Ojigalulirako embazzi. Kubanga oyinza okugiryako era togitemanga. Kubanga omuti gw'omunsiko bulamu bwa muntu gw'okugizingiza gwo.
When you shall besiege a city a long time in making war against it to take it, You shall not destroy the trees thereof by wielding an axe against them, for you may eat of them, and you shall not cut them down, for the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in the siege. Yes. It is man's life. You think them too is not like man's life?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those things, most people never analyze them. And I wonder so much about church. Never to tell our ministers. Now our ministers, not to tell us the works of God. Those which are numerous in the entire world, even the entire heavens, instead of telling us the few works of the lame walking, and they forget there are many people who have legs and they move normal, even their bones grow in the womb. Yeah, they don't pierce the wound, the womb. Yes. And they show the works of God is to open eyes of the blind. And they don't explain us how many see by the Lord. That's what he asked Prophet Moses. And he said he has not a good speech. He asked him, who created people who speak? You speak as one that you don't speak well. Who made all the others who speak? You speak to cause you, the one speak is the problem. God was telling him, think of the works in the broad and the breadth of how I do them. Let's finish Deuteronomy.
Ichamateko olwokubiri esura ya 22 n'olunyiriri olwa 22.
Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 20.
Emiti ejo jokka jomanyi nga simiti gya kulyako jono zikirizanga jono temanga era onozimbiranga ebigo ku kibuga ekirwana naawe okutusa lwekirigwa.
Only the trees which you know will not be trees for food you shall destroy and cut them down. And you shall build bulwarks against the city that makes war with you until it is subdued. And he said, tree is not to be cut down. Those where they get fruits, eatings. But the rest gave them to you that use them to build. Make out things profit you as a human being. So their life, that's how he created it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But just as I told you, that this spirit of life, there are trees which appear independent,
all
fruits which appear independent, and they have a complete spirit of life like of a human being. And there appear this vegetation, grass. And you may find an hectare of land, and it uses one spirit of life, and every grass there, it needs appear a few units of life in it. Sure. And to say, though we trample that ground as you see here, and you see grass is no more here, when that spirit of life is still in the ground, the grass will grow again if you move from that place for some time. Except there are places you find and there was grass, the spirit of life in the grass, and the grass dries. It may be that it is too much sunshine, but the spirit of life is not finished in the ground, and still when it rains it will grow again. But if it is not grown though it rains, then you know that spirit has gathered up itself, it has gone back home in heaven. Yes. You know, there is where life is gathered from. In life,
the
entire spirit gathered itself together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the spirit of life gathers itself. It gathers itself. It ascends to go back home in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So all those words, you think about them because they go very far, more beyond where people know. In Psalms 104 verse 16, he speaks like this. Psalms 104 verse 16. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he has planted. These trees, these plants, they are of the Lord. And in them is his spirit of life. Now, if you find, like I've told you, the grass, that type which they plant in the field, football fields, that spirit of life which is in units within those plants, those grass, angel Raphael of the times and seasons and of measurements,
he
connects with angel Ariel, angel of rainfall, and they spread the grass through the rain. That spirit of life of the grass is brought through the rain. It comes through the rain. That's why before it had rained on the earth, there was no plants on the earth. Before it had rained, there was no plant which had ever grown. For first of all, from old creation of all the plants, their spirits of the plants, they are passed through the rain. Yes. Besides, there's a rain which comes just to water. But
it's
that which brings those spirits of life, those of the plants. Sure.
For
rain have difference among them. There is a rain which comes to water. That is the rain of blessing. There is a rain of reproof. That of the winds. Where winds or storms. Now, rain have difference among them. But the rain which is mostly special is that bring the spirit of love of the plants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 5. Genesis chapter 2, verse 5.
Na buli muti ogw'omunsiko nga tegunnaba kubeerawo mu nsi. Na buli muddo ogw'omunsiko nga tegunnaba kumera. Kubanga Mukama Katonda yali nga tannaba kutonnyisa nkuba ku nsi. So nga tewali muntu alima nsi.
And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Do you still demand anything? I have finished you. Do you argue that angel Ariel? Angel Raphael of the times and seasons, of measurements and scales, responsible to get the spirits of life from the four heads of the calf and the four living creatures. Does he not connect with angel Ariel of the rain to bring spirits of the plants? Because when you read Genesis chapter 2, verse
5,
it had not grown any plants, neither any grass. For the Lord had not caused it to rain on the earth. There was no man to till the ground. It has to first rain, and the plants come to be.
Because
their spirit of life is passed through the rain. There is that special rain. And if the plants remained in the ground and it never, that rain never falls, and the season passes, the plant will not come from the ground. For it does not get the spirit of life. Okay. And they say that the plants remained in the ground, refused to come out, except when you sowed. And that spirit of life reigned 1 week or days before. Yes. Those I saw only great things in the heavenly journey. It must either have been put there 1 month before, or weeks before, or days. But if it's not there, the plant will not sprout from the ground. And it come out a body without spirit. The other, that this is spirit of life, which is in the plant, it is one responsible to draw ingredients of food or of sauce right from the sun. I repeat this. This spirit of life which is in the plant, it is the one responsible to draw ingredients of food or sauce or medicine which appear in the plants right from the sun. That is why you see avocado never draws ingredients of the mango. That spirit of life is what has ability. And if it's there and where it is, it cannot access the sun. At least it bends itself to connect to the rays. And you see the tree seeking, where is the sun? It is living.
It's,
I don't access ingredients. Where the sun can access we.
And
when it fails to access those ingredients, it uncloves. And the plant dries. For it has failed to do its work of the spirit of life. This surpasses
science.
It surpasses the usual science. Teacher Jacob, you've understood it. That's why in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 14, he speaks this. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse
14.
And with the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and with the precious things put forth by the moon.
Yes.
They have to seek for the sun. Ingredients from the sun. Ingredients of the mango. Jackfruit is on those ingredients. Pepper draws ingredients for itself. The sugarcane taps ingredients from the sun. Every spirit of a plant has what it does. Just as a human spirit. That's a possibility. Human has abilities. Apostle too has ability. And we differ in appetites. What we need to eat differ. Even plants are like that. Ingredients they get from the sun differ. The different food source and the medicine to draw them from the sun. God is great at work and is mighty in counsel. He's great in counsel, mighty at work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you understood very well?
Now
don't trouble yourself with chlorophyll, photosynthesis. Those are heavy words which disturb. They are yours here on this earth. Unto those who are poets. For still the poets say, we have one God the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
the spirit of the plant, where it can bend to access the sun, it bends to tap ingredients make up my fruits. Even the night is like that. Even from the moon there are things they draw from the night.
Now,
I wonder, ingredients of the moon, they call them photosynthesis. Scientists in the world, what do you call it? What do they do? What is that? Breathing. They don't just breathe. In the night. But
there
are ingredients they get from the moon. Because they are cooled down from the sun. And they are cooled from the moon. And they are sent when they cannot burn a plant. Now you wise person of the world, though you refuse to sleep day and night, there are sacred things of God.
And
those who access them, they are children of light, children of light of the word of God. But these I pass through in the summary. Right there we have no many things in how they be. But whatever it is, these plants have the spirit of life. It's the reason why this parable is spoken, that the trees came together and the trees spoke to each other. But God brought this proverb. In it he had hidden wisdom and understanding. Even these trees converse and speak with each other. There is a communication among them, which is of the roots, another not to enter into another, in the midst of seeking water from the ground. For the spirit of life, it sits right in the roots to spread the body of the plants. Though you cut it and you've not removed the shoot from the ground, it can grow again. They are many things you will know on the works of God. And many people say,
but
this tree, when it is cut, why doesn't it dry? For the spirit has to go.
It
does not go, the spirit sits in the roots. When they cut a finger from you, it can't cause you unclose the body. If you cut up here, the spirit of life remains in the roots and it can grow again. That's why he speaks in Job. He says, if the shoot is left, there is hope that the tree will grow again. People want to ask me secrets. They're joking.
Job chapter 14, verse 7.
Job chapter 14, verse 7.
Kubanga waliwe subi, eriyomuti begutemebwa, ngaguliro kanate, erange tabiri yago eto teririfa.
For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender shoots thereof will not cease. Yes. Do you cut it? Maybe go uproot all the roots from the ground. For the spirit of their life based in the roots. And their head of the plant is not in the leaves. The head of the plant is down in the roots. What you grew thinking of, what on the trees which they had cut, where do they get life to grow again? All those are the wonderful works of God. Even man does not think of them. But the communication of the plants first is in the roots. Never intervene into the others. At least this passes under. In Judges chapter 9, verse 8. We hear this conversation which takes place, and they said the trees they had gathered, even though the trees they spoke of here in the mystery, they speak within the three cherubims, and one is the thorn bush, one who fell Satan. There is the vine and the olive tree. There are the two cherubims who remained.
There
other trees which had gathered the angels. But this proverb was used. People to show us that these fruits, they speak with each other. And they hear even from mankind. That's why our Lord Jesus went to tell it, I've not found fruits on you. Tomorrow I should find you when you've dried. He was commanding the spirit of life in it to check out and go.
And
they say this person, he speaks with the trees. First with Judges we see. Judges chapter 9 from verse 8. The trees went forth once to anoint a king over them, and they said unto the olive tree, reign you over us. Yes. It's a mystery I told you on the trees.
But
explains the trees which live.
And
the trees in their kingdom, they have a leader if it is a forest. Leaders from the president, the vice,
One
who takes over different territories.
And you'll
find some priests in some territories, they look alike. Let me leave that even. But they are of the trees or of the plants. But even children of men, they cannot think much of that.
Because
still there are the wonderful works of God. You can find the giant tree, though, matter how it gets old, it cannot dry. Others unclothed, this one will remain. Through bigger, surpassing all the rest. It sings words and praise from itself. As they praise the Almighty. Let's read verse 9.
Ekyabalamuzi esule yomwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Judges chapter 9, verse 9.
Naye omuzeyituuni ne gugigamba nti, nandirese obugimu bwange, mwe bayima okussaamu ekitiibwa Katonda n'abantu ku bwange, ne ŋŋenda okuyuguma ku miti.
But the olive tree said unto them, should I leave my fatness, and with which by me they honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? For you will read that verse, you'll understand it well. Judges 9:8-15. You will move, read it by yourself here. But in the First Chronicles, chapter 21, verse 33.
Okay, Balevi 19:23.
Leviticus 19:23.
Balevi esura eye 19 n'olunyiriri olw'asatu mu esatu.
Leviticus 19:23.
Ekyabalevi esura eye 19 n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu esatu.
Leviticus chapter 19:23.
Era nti era bwe mubanga muyingidde mu nsi eyo era nga mumaze okusimba emiti egy'engeri zonna egiriibwako ne mulyoka muyita ebibala byagyo obutakomolwa nti obutakomolwa bwagyo emyaka esatu binaabanga gye muli ng'ebitali bikomole tebiriibwangako.
And when you shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof as unclean. 3 years shall it be as unclean unto you. It shall not be eaten of. Yes.
So
they are there for food, for giving strength, for medicine, to do service in man, get poison from them, and things like those. It's a great responsibility. Even though Satan deceived the many nations, when they reach on food, they get it from these plants and fruits.
And
when they reach medicine, and they say herbs there are of Satan which come from trees. I don't know what level of madness you have, but it's real madness. The same plant through which you get food, even the fruits, and tomorrow refuse to get herbs from them, as you say they are of Satan. And it is so good, trees to be around where there is a well. Medicine come from the trees and they enter the water which you gather. That's why the rightful wells, they were meant to be under where there are trees. In proper wells, their streams come from the trees. To mixing medicine in that water, to helping mankind. And there is much harm in these water taps we move around. That's how to purify them. You have to put medicine in them. Not God passed through fruits of trees mixing medicine of the stomach. Medicine it warms from the stomach. You just drink water.
Hey.
There are things you indeed don't know.
Hey, revelation in action.
Kubikulirwa mu nkola.
Okudizibwa obujja.
Revival.
N'okuzza obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
And restoration of all things.
Okuyita mu kitabo eky'okujjukizira amawanga
gonna. Passing through book of remembrance to all nations.
Bimanyibwe.
They be known.
Era bikolebwe.
And they be done.
Nga bwe byali.
How they were.
Bibirina okuba.
How they're supposed to be.
Nange bibirira emirembe n'emirembe.
How they will be forever and ever.
Temwewuunya kulwala.
Don't be surprised getting sick. Look to the water you drink.
Mafu.
All is dead water.
Temuri dagara.
There's no medicine in it. I want out a well which is under the trees. Let's read Leviticus 23 verse 40. Leviticus chapter 23 verse 40. And you shall take on the first day the fruit of choice trees, branches of palm trees, and the bogs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days.
Yes.
You think the trees there is medicine, those trees around the wells.
Mama,
my God.
Mama, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And these trees, when they are taken, to lighten these old fires. When you put them on, they spread medicine to your old you. You cook and you heat yourself on these trees. They gave you 7 days. Those who had sickness, they moved from there and they are all well. The world indeed changed. But what came from all that? Without the vision, humans perish. Look at the water you drink. You no more want to drink water of the well. That well of the tree. Streams came right from within the tree. Who of you have seen such? I'm wishing to drink of that water. Right where I grew up. Big trees, from them there are streams. Most don't know why God did it like that. Streams never sprout out where there are no trees. Look at the world how it appears now. That those in the whites, that's why they have gotten daft, moved to homosexuality. The medicine they put in the water which they drink, if it was possible, they would have sought of the trees of the wells and they get away, make medicine from them and inject in this water. God had done that from creation as he treats his people. The world changed much. That water flow within the forest.
In the
streams, though you drink without boiling it. That cholera, Ebola, it is never there. We just drank me. I grew around Mabira Forest. We just drank water. But God drink water in these drainage systems.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So what we've been doing in Yobia to Subidua.
No, many things we have missed in the midst of change of the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we thank God for it. There is a new way and situation He brings back. And people have resumed to understand things how they should be. I would have spoken much, but time is not enough.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
so let us list these families. We list 7 families of the plants. 7 families of the plants.
Family soka eyebimera.
The first family of the plants is family of the trees, those independent trees.
It's
families of the independent trees, a full tree, independent, not a vegetation of grass, not a flower. This is a tree. It's a tree standing up well.
Here
is where there are mango trees, jackfruit. There are cassida trees.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
And many other trees.
Cassida trees. Cassia. Over.
Cassida or cedar?
Hey. Cedar trees.
Cedar trees. The cedars of Lebanon.
Hey.
Yes, cedar Egasia. Is a type of tree. Cedar.
Mivule.
Mango, jackfruit.
Nemivule.
Cedars.
Mm.
There are many trees. They have
seeds,
fruits and the roots and the flowers. Even food. Some there are food. Now there are trees which have roots. They have branches, they have leaves.
Some
have fruits, others have old foods. Yes.
1
Kings chapter 6, verse 18. First Kings chapter 6 verse
18. Kwaliko emivule ejayolebwako entambwa nebimuli ebyanjulukuse byonna byali bya mivule tewali jinja eryalabika.
And the cedar of the house inside was carved with knobs and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone seen. Yes. These are cedar trees. Upon them there are flowers. In the flowers there are medicines. But in all what I want to tell you, that writing about all these things, God had to first send us the one who is the heir of the throne of David. As the Austrian men said, the Austrian men, those who got a vision on Uganda in 1992, and they said God is doing His final work on the earth, basing here in Uganda. And they
say
there has to be a man like Elijah, who is like David, Moses, and the heir of the throne of David, King Solomon. Him alone was one able to write of these things. He wrote of animals, insects, birds, fish, plants. First Kings chapter 4, verse 31-34. First Kings chapter 4, verse 31.
Yakira Esani, Omwe Zulaki, Ne Kemani, Ne Karukoli, Ne Duran, Ne Durada, Batabaniba Makoli, Erinya Ye, Neriati Kira Mumawanga Gonagi Toro De.
For he was wiser than all the men, than Ethan the Ezrahite. And Heman, and Kalkul, and Dada, the sons of Mahol. And his fame was in all nations round about. Verse
32.
And he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Verse
33.
And he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts, and of fowls, and of creeping things, and of fish.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's
a thing you more to understand. No one can write on those things and to teach of them as you have heard, except is the hearer of the throne of David, one with the other wisdom, that King Solomon. He wrote on all the plants, animals, the fowls, the fish. Have you written of them? Because since began second heaven at creation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God. You do great things. When you speak, promise till you fulfill. When you promise the Austrian man, where there is Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Klein, passed via Kenya, could come into Uganda in 1992. They wrote in the New Vision newspaper. They saw a vision of the nation Uganda. According to that vision, Uganda is a blessed country. God is doing his final work based in here in Uganda. And right in Uganda, there is a man like Elijah. He's like Moses.
He's
like the hearer of the throne of David.
And that
hearer is the King Solomon, whom he gave wisdom to write on all the plants, animals, trees, insects, fish, just as we've started in the second heaven. And the four living creatures, I give you glory and honor.
We are Subiza.
He who promised, still you fulfill. All things we've written about them, as it was promised. All these are witnesses, as they have been written. You are highly blessed to be around as these are written about, just as King Solomon did before. And we shall write new proverbs as I promised you. Them to me to start on them as we began the second heaven, because we are not ready. There are things and they are fulfilled. Repeat this verse. I enjoy it so much. First Kings chapter 4 verse 33
nayogira ku miti okuva ku muvule oguli ku Lebanoni okutuka ku Ezobo amera ku Bogwe yayogera ne ku nsolo ne nyonyi nebye walula nebye nyanja.
And he spoke of trees from the cedar that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of the beasts and of fowl and of the creeping things and of fish. All have we not spoken of them? You too, perhaps you are like him. You are too agiles. You too would have written of them before we did before today. Verse 34, it says this.
Basekabaka ekisooka esuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu ennya.
1 Kings chapter 4 verse 34.
Awo ne wajja ku mawanga gonna okuwulira amagezi ga Sulemaani nga bava eri bakabaka bonna ab'ensi abaali bawulidde ku magezi ge.
And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. You wait for that. For the time of visitation is close. The wisdom. There are things they're going to hear and they say, this wisdom which is not ending, a mere human being explain things like those. Yes, is the messenger preparing the way of the Lord.
He
promised to be like Elijah, be like Moses, show things in heaven. He
will
be like the heir of the throne of David, King Solomon. He will come with much wisdom. He will write on all things. Verse 34, he has said what?
Verse Kings chapter 4, verse
34.
Awo ku mawanga gonna okuwulira amagezi ga Sulemaani nga bava eri bakabaka bonna ab'ensi abaali bawulidde ku magezi ge.
And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. They are going to hear it. The television will begin anytime.
Focus of God TV.
Focus of God television. Television of the call of the nation Uganda. The worldwide call. God is worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Let's
conclude the first family of the trees. Families of the independent trees. In Song of Songs chapter 1 verse 12, he moves speak of it like this. Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 12.
Kabaka bwe yali ng'atudde ku mmeeza ye, amafuta gange ag'omugavu ne gawunya akaloosa kaago.
While the king sits at his table, my perfume sends forth its fragrance. Yes.
Waliwo egy'obuloosa gyemiti nga gya buloosa.
Trees and there are of fragrance.
Nga buwonya.
And they heal.
Byateranga nnyo okuba mu luggya.
They usually were in the compounds.
Ng'ekiro giwonya
akaloosa. And in the night they spread the fragrance of smell. It is medicine unto mankind. But all they are no more.
But
since we are in revival and restoration of all things, they be known and be done as they were, as they're supposed to be, and as they will be forever and ever.
I'm
sure through this book of remembrance to all nations, they are going to be remembered.
Family,
the second family,
family yokubiri eyebimera.
Second family of the plants.
Ye family ebyebimera eyemiddu egiringa ebimera.
The grass like plants. Yes. Grass like plants. It is like grass, yet it is a plant. Yes. Here falleth the onions, sugar cane,
kasuri,
maize,
mchere,
rice,
sorghum, wheat,
millet,
millet ne wheat,
and wheat.
Omuddo ogulinga ebimera.
Grass like plants.
Family eyomuddo ogulinga ebimera.
Family of the grass like plants.
Omuli tugambi obutunguru.
Where there are onions,
ebikajju,
sugar cane,
kasuri,
maize,
omuchere,
rice,
sorghum,
Wheat
omuwemba.
Sorghum.
Millet ne wheat
and wheat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ezekiel sura ya kuna.
Ezekiel chapter 4
Oromweda.
Verse 9.
Agamba what?
He says like this.
Ezekiel esura ya kuna nolunyiriri Oromweda.
Ezekiel chapter 4 verse 9.
Era wetwalire ngano ne sayiri nebijanjalo nekawo nomuwemba nobulo obiteke mu kintu ekimu wegoyera omugaati nabyo ng'omuwendo gw'ennaku z'oliguliramu nti ng'omuwendo gw'ennaku z'oligulirira ku lubirizirwo ennaku 1390 nti bw'onooliirangako bw'otyo.
Take also unto yourself wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and spelt and put them in one vessel and make yourself bread of it, according to the number of days that you shall lie upon your side. 390 days shall you eat of it. If you dare cook these, there are things which outlive long in the stomach, and you make a bread of accommodation. You eat a little like this.
Which
it takes you 2 to 3 weeks. You don't feel hungry again. Yes. The man moves in strength of food 40 days. But all those we shall see them.
Ezekiel esura yokuna nolunyiriri olwomwenda.
Ezekiel chapter 4 verse 9.
Era wetwalire engano ne sayiri nebijanjalo nekawo nomuwemba nobulo obiteke mu kintu ekimu wegoyera omugaati nabyo ng'omuwendo gw'ennaku nti z'oligalamirira ku lubiriizirwo ennaku 1390 bw'onoobirirangako bw'otyo.
Take also unto yourself wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and spelt and put them in one vessel and make yourself bread of it, according to the number of days that you shall lie upon your side. 390 days shall you eat of it. Yes. Make bread from a combination of these five things. You break a riddle like this. This is the food of the army. Not to keep eating every time. You can move in strength of food. 2 to 4 weeks. An entire month. Almost to enter 40 days.
You
think Prophet Elijah was just brought a mere chicken? Upon it were eaten which can outlive long in the stomach. Those you don't know of here, you just eat. Let's read the Kings we hear. See. First Kings chapter
19
verse
5.
And he lay and slept under a juniper tree. Behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. Verse 6.
Natunula kale laba. Omugati nga guli ya wali omutwe gwe ogwokeddwa kumanda n'akasumbi k'amazzi n'alya n'anywa n'agalamira nate.
And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals, and a jar of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid himself down again. This is a cake combination. First Kings chapter
19
verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. Verse
8. N'atambula mu maanyi ag'emmere eyo ennaku 40 emisana n'ekiro n'atuuka e Kolebu olusozi lwa Katonda.
And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God.
Abalidde ekimere.
He's eating food.
Not
this mixture of yours.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So is a mere yesinga zisinga nyo kugamba emere ye miti.
So the food
eva mu family ye miti.
The food come from the family of trees.
Si amanyi nyo.
It's not so powerful. But what surpasses them is the food come from family of the grass-like plants. And that's why it's out of which they make wheat. Where we get this chapati, even bread, eatings which take long. That's what is seemeth strong in the foods. Numbers
11
verse
5.
Numbers chapter 11 verse 5.
Tujukire ebyennyanja bye twaliranga obwereere mu Misiri, wujju n'ensujju n'enva n'obutungulu n'ebyokuliira.
And we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. There is garlic. Onions, they move together. Those are powerful. Yes. I would have spoken much on garlic and onions. But time is not enough. Let's go to third family of plants. Third family of plants. Climbers and creepers plants. Climbers and creepers.
Ebiranda.
Creepers. Climbers and creepers. The family of plants, those climbers and creepers. Here we have passion fruit.
Watermelon.
Pumpkins. Yes, pumpkins. These some we've read in the book of Numbers.
Numbers 15.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 5.
Tujukira ebyennyanja bye twaliranga obwerere mu Misiri. Ujju n'ensujju n'enva n'obutungulu n'ebyokulira.
We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But in your free time, you put fish aside. You cut on cucumber. Put watermelon aside and the passion fruit.
You
get the good vitamin C. Yes. Those two shall move to see them. Let's see the fourth family. Fourth family of the plants.
Family Nkonge Kondwe. Family Nkonge Kondwe.
Family of green algae. What is all?
Family Nkonge.
Green algae. What is that?
Nkonge Zomumazi.
That's in the water. Okay. Enkondwe. Okay.
Family enkondwe.
Green algae.
Karugene ku family yo eyokutano.
Let's go to Fifi family.
Family eyokutano yebimera.
Fifi family of the plants.
Family yobutiko.
Family of the fungi.
Family yobutiko.
Fungi.
Muguamu obutiko bonna.
In here follows all the mushrooms type. We shall study many things concerning them.
Family yomukaga.
The sixth family, sixth family of the plants, family of the shrubs and rhizomes,
family in tangaus,
shrubs and rhizomes. Here is where they fold the jinga.
Yams. Amayuni.
Yams.
Endagu.
Endagu.
Chetutumura.
Chetutumura. Those which appear like the toys. In them is medicine of the toys which are gotten sick. Genesis 21, verse 15.
Genesis 21, verse 15.
And the water was used up in the skin, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. Yes.
Family
of the jinga. Shrubs and the rhizomes. That is how it is. We shall give you a reason why she put the child under the shrub. In that family of the shrubs and the rhizome. They store water very well. And they keep water for some time, no matter how much it shines. Seventh family of the plants. Family of the legumes. Legumes family.
Family
the legumes family. These are very good. Legumes, here we have beans.
Groundnuts.
Groundnuts. And many others. Spoken of in the 1 Samuel chapter 17, 27-29.
Samuel ekisooka esula y'17 n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu musanvu.
1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 27.
Abantu ne bamuddamu bwe bati nga boogera nti bwatyo bw'ana akola omuntu anaamutta.
And the people answered him after
chakubiri.
Samuel ekyokubiri esula y'17. Samuel ekyokubiri esula y'17 n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu musanvu.
2 Samuel chapter 17 verse 27.
Awo olwatuuka Dawudi bwe yatuuka Makanayimu, Sobi mutabani wa Nakasi owe Laba eky'abaana ba Amoni, ne Makiri mutabani wa Amiyeri owe Ledobali, nti ne Baruzilayi Omugiriyadi owe Legolimu.
And it came to pass, when David was come to Mahanaim, that Sobi, the son of Nahash, of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, and Makar, the son of Amiel, of Lodeba, and Barzillai, the Gileadite, of Logelim. Verse
28.
Brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched grain and beans and lentils and parched seeds. You finish.
Verse
29.
Nga bamuleetera Dawudi n'abantu abaali naye okulya, kubanga baayogera nti abantu balumiddwa enjala era bakooye era balumiddwa ennyonta mu ddungu.
And honey and butter and sheep and cheese of cows for David and for the people that were with him to eat, for they said, the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness.
So family,
so the family of the legumes, it makes good sauce also. It makes indeed good sauce.
Most,
when you mix in cheese. But those are what in the summary? On the seven families of the plants. Where there is filled food for strength, medicine for service to mankind. Tomorrow you come and conclude the second created heaven. That is known as the firmament above the heads of the four living creatures. Always where it was hidden before the mankind. But we are going to be concluding as we see the heading saying, the way of tracking medicine, the way of tracking medicine which is in foods, the way of tracking medicine, the way of tracking medicine and foods, which is in the plants, animals, insects, birds, fish, for profiting to mankind. The way of tracing. The way of tracing. The way of tracing foods and medicine in the plants, animals, in the birds, in insects,
ngatukoyesa ekikula
As we use the image and likeness of man, it is so easy than doing great research. For all the plants, they are in the image of man. It's the outwards. There are trees you find that they have breasts like fruits on them. It's so easy to trace medicine of the breasts, those which have loose shape and small. You come tomorrow, we see that.